And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, the Bible League Review, live with Michael Woolworth. Also, Russell Schubin, Director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of 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 Christian radio. Our DDD, the best only. Wait, I swear we just said that. And then finally, we return to our undone DDD, True Value.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, yeah, we're going to be covering politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Isn't that, just so much more. You know, I wasn't here yesterday. For those that didn't notice, thank you. And for the rest of you, I wasn't here. But you know what? I listened. Like, for the first time I hardly ever listened to myself. I texted my wife and I said, that David Blue guy is okay. Well, that's what my voice recognition said anyway. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that should be obvious by now. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. And then come back, stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is laying out President Trump's thinking in ordering last night's missile strikes on Syria.
Spokesman Sean Spicer says there was a 72-hour evolution in the president's thinking. The Pentagon gave him several options for responding to the Syrian attack. The president gave the green light 4 hours before the missiles hit.
This action was very decisive, justified, and proportional.
It was America's first direct military action against the Syrian government. Spicer won't say if the president will order more.
He's not going to telegraph his next move.
For now, officials here at the Pentagon are concerned about possible retaliation against American troops in Syria. Steps have been taken to protect them, and so far, officials say operations against Islamic State militants are continuing as planned. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is looking into whether Russia participated in the Syrian chemical weapons attack that provoked the airstrikes against the Assad government. On Friday, senior U.S. military officials said a drone belonging to either Russia or Syria was seen hovering over the site of the chemical weapons attack after the assault earlier this week. The Senate has confirmed Neil Gorsuch to become the newest Associate Justice on the Supreme Court. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Gorsuch needs to be an independent and fair-minded justice.
If he is instead a justice for the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation, that will spell trouble for America.
But Liberty Council Chairman Matt Staver says Neil Gorsuch is the perfect replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia.
We could be in a completely different situation had the election gone the other way. We could have someone who would literally be in this position that would shred the Constitution. We've got someone now who believes in originalism.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 7 points to 20,656. The NASDAQ dropped one. The S&P lower by two. Oil up to $52.24 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to celebrate Easter with the family at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
He is risen just as he said.
Discover what Easter means.
It means that right here on earth, you can begin tasting and experiencing resurrection power.
And Pastor Ray welcomes a special music guest, Sarah Groves.
The hand of grace reaches down.
Easter at Maranatha Chapel with Pastor Ray Bentley. Join us for a Good Friday service at noon, then four Easter services to choose from, Saturday evening at 6 and Sunday morning at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30, with special music by Sarah Groves. Maranatha Chapel Easter weekend, April 14th through 16th. For details and directions, go to maranathachapel.org.
The fact is, no nation can exist without a fundamental belief in absolute truth. This is Jim Garlow. It's absolutely imperative that we believe in absolute truth, that is, biblical truth. Judges 17:6 says, "Every man did that which was right in his own eyes," referring to the behavioral and moral fiber of the people being addressed. It's the same non-belief in absolute truth that permeates our culture today. No nation can exist without some fundamental belief in what comprises right and wrong. Even secular theorists argue that a culture can only survive if its members share the same fundamental values. So what's the secret to cultural survival? The answer, principled living. And what is the source of such principled living? I would contend it's Scripture, the Bible. We must, as a nation, believe in those principles of truth, those values in God's Word, values by which national life actually survives. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Now, on the phone with us, a special guest, a man who has a heart for advancing the kingdom of God, working with a group, or a ministry, I should say, that has the heart for advancing the kingdom of God by putting the word of God into people's hands who are hungry to have a Bible in their language. Yep, we're talking to Michael Woolworth, and yep, we're talking about Bible League International. Nobody better at this than San Diego. Michael Woolworth, welcome back to the show. Talk to me about what's going on now. Where are we at? Where's San Diego at? Because we need to fulfill our mission. What are we doing? Where are we at? What's our status?
Hey, David, it's great to hop on with you here for a few moments. I appreciate your enthusiasm and your burden for the gospel. I know it's why your listeners have been calling and getting involved. So, David, here's the update. 4 weeks ago, we said, hey, let's bless the world with 1,800 Bibles. And so we named people like Gerrara and Sabella and many, many others around the world that are crying out for a Bible. You know what? Your listeners have responded so generously, and they always do. We don't take it for granted. We know that you've built an element of trust with your listeners, and so you got people like David and Cameron and Chris and others saying, hey, this is worth supporting. Your listeners say, you know what, we got to get involved and do something about this. So we were at zero 4 weeks ago, and David, we're at 1,560 Bibles. What's that mean? We are blessing 1,560 believers around the world who have been praying for a Bible in their own language. We're 240 Bibles left to go. What's that mean? Well, if you do the math, $5 per Bible, that means we have $1,200 left to go to meet this joint goal. What's that mean? Well, it means one listener writing a check for $1,200. And I know you've got listeners that can do that. Maybe it's a dozen listeners, David, a dozen listeners saying, I will send 20 Bibles. That's a $100 tax-deductible gift, and we will be at goal. We're at 86% to our goal of sending 1,800 Bibles. So you know what? I want to say this loudly and clearly. Listeners, we love you. We appreciate you. You have responded so generously. David, there's been some big gifts. There have been some smaller gifts. The reality is it's been gifts of all sizes, people saying, this pandemic, 9 of 10 Christians outside of America with no Bible, let's do something about it. And you have, and we're so close to getting done. We're wrapping up this weekend. This is it. If you want to get involved, call today, call this weekend. I can tell you there's a limited time match that's still active. And so it's a great time to help us finish strong, David.
It's amazing to me. First of all, the number to call, 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-YES-WORD. It's $5 a Bible for those that are trying to figure out what's going on. 9 out of 10 people who are believers do not have a Bible in their own language. And Bible League International is putting that Bible in their hands. It's $5 a Bible. So if you're like, hey, yeah, I'm going to give that $20, sounds great. That's 4 Bibles. There's this match that goes with it. So really, it's 8 Bibles. But let's go back to it. There's 4 Bibles, and each Bible has an impact on as many as 12 people. That means that $20 gift can impact 48 people for $20. It's like, okay, we can do this. It's $1,200 is the target. I'm just thinking, you know, if you needed to break it down, it's pretty straightforward. Just 50 people or 60 people doing $20, boom, you're done. That's it. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. 1-800-YES-WORD. You can also do this on KPRZ.com. Because, you know, we keep it safe that way. Michael, it's so amazing to me. We get so close and we've got like 3 days left. But there's only 240 Bibles left.
Yeah, a dozen listeners sending 20 Bibles, David, and we are completely done. And let me say thanks to Sean of El Cajon sending 10 Bibles earlier today, Eric of San Diego, 20 Bibles, and John and Gail of Escondido, 10 Bibles as well. We're going to double those because of a limited time match that's still active. So what a great incentive. I'm glad you mentioned that multiplier effect of 12. What does that mean? It means on average, a dozen people are impacted when somebody in a place like the Middle East or Asia or Africa, if they've been in the grips of spiritual darkness, David, they are on fire for Jesus. And when that Bible finally comes and they've got the whole counsel of God and languages like Farsi and Arabic and Swahili and Quechua and Russian, they share Jesus. They understand the gospel is not to be kept to oneself. And I tell you, I remember the man named Mahmood, this former Muslim in India who had been so instrumental in starting 15 mosques there. He lived with the grief of leading so many into spiritual darkness. And so he endeavored, when I become a pastor, which happened 2 years ago, I'm going to do something for the kingdom. And he set as a goal to plant 15 churches in southern India. Now, what an ambitious goal, where most of the people are adherents to either Hinduism or Islam, David. But I'm going to tell you something. Mahmood is halfway there. There are 8 evangelical churches that he is pastoring with some other pastors in that area. But I tell you, they're the under-resourced church. What's that mean? Hey, don't confuse that term with impotent or powerless or lacking something spiritually. They've got the whole package. They love Jesus, and they're on fire for him. And they're doing this in a very, very difficult place. But what they lack is the Bible in Hindi. And so they're praying today, not for an end to the persecution. So many have been shunned by their families because they've made this profession of faith. They're not praying for an end to that, even though it's very disheartening. David, they're asking us here in America for the Bible. And so I think of Mahmood, who just really literally goes above and beyond that multiplier effect of 12. But yeah, David, 1,800 Bibles, that's our goal. You do the multiplier of 2 because we have a friend willing to double everything that San Diego listeners send. That's 3,600 Bibles, and then multiply that by 12. I don't have a calculator in front of me, but what it means is this is an opportunity to make a huge impact all around the world, in the Middle East, Asia, Africa, Latin America, and Europe, for the cause of Christ. Now, if you can do better than that, tune out and go do it. But the reality is we're 240 Bibles away from this goal. I hope this will be a great incentive, David, for your listeners to help us finish strong.
Yeah, and this is that part of the whole process where we bring people into a cause, and we're at the end, and it's like it's just right there, and we know, and just the same thing we say, different people cycle through and listen to this show at different times. So if you're a person and you've listened to this before, and we tell you this, you know, it's like, hey, if you've already listened and it's not something you can do, you know, God bless you. We want you to be able to have that position to be able to do it, but if you can't do it, well, we hope the next time you can do it. But for those that have already given, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those that have not heard, there's this opportunity. $20, $25 will send five Bibles in these people's language. These are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And yes, you're going to invest in the kingdom of God. Nope. They're not going to probably make you a quilt. Probably not going to happen. But what you will be doing is putting the word of God into the hearts and into the hands of people that want to proclaim it in a land of darkness. And that is a powerful investment in the kingdom of God. You've got an opportunity to call 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-937-9673. And you can also go to KPRZ.com and give directly. And it doesn't even matter what the amount is. Give whatever you can. If you can't give, God bless you. If you don't want to give, God bless you. If you've already given, God bless you. How about this? Just God bless you. The bottom line, let's finish strong. You got about 35 seconds, my friend. What do you got for me?
Well, two people praying for Bibles. Jarara is a former witch doctor in Senegal, Africa. He has been released from the grips of darkness. He's praying for the Wolof Bible. And Daniel is in Cambodia, former Buddhist. His family wants nothing to do with him, but he's praying for a Khmer Bible so he can lead them to Jesus. Thanks to David of San Diego, Bob and Jane of La Jolla, Maria of San Diego, getting involved and sending Bibles today. David, 4 weeks ago we were at zero. Today we're at more than 1,500 Bibles, 240 to go, a dozen listeners, 12 listeners sending 20 Bibles, and we're there. And I want to say thanks to you, David. Appreciate your enthusiasm. I love you, brother. I'm so encouraged by your burden to see the gospel go out and get these Bibles to Christians around the world. Thanks to everybody who's gotten involved and who will get involved so we can finish this campaign that we're calling God's Word to the World.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD, or go to KPRZ.com. You can give directly online. If that'll make it easier, we're all for it. We support it. You know that the cause is advancing the kingdom of God with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You just can't do better than that. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. God bless. God bless. Take care.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
In some parts of the world, being a Christian means you are certain to face persecution. This is truth itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. 100% of Christians in 21 countries experience persecution for their faith, according to a leading human rights watchdog group report. Open Doors USA CEO David Curry said 2016 was the worst year of persecution on record, with a shocking 215 million Christians experiencing high levels of persecution for their faith. He also told reporters at the National Press Club, it is worth repeating that nearly one in every 12 Christians today lives in an area or culture in which Christianity is illegal, forbidden, or punished. Yet today the world is largely silent on the shocking wave of religious intolerance. The organization documented as many as 1,207 Christians who were killed around the globe for faith-related reasons during the list's reporting period, November 1st of 2015 to October 31st of 2016. However, that number is a conservative estimate, since it does not include statistics from the list's number one persecutor of Christians for the last 16 years, North Korea, and areas of Iraq and Syria. Additionally, there were likely many other Christian killings that went unreported. The ministry also documented over 1,329 churches around the globe that were attacked or damaged. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hang in there, folks. It's a new intro. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Russell Schumann doesn't know it yet, but we're going to work that music into his theme song. That's right. That's what we're doing. That's from Broadcast News. That's when the guys come up with a new theme song for the news. You're going to get a theme song, brother, and we're not even going to charge you. That's how good of a mood we're in. How's that?
That's friendship.
Yeah, that is friendship right there. Ladies and gentlemen, the director. Boy, when you get a title like you're the director, you're the leader, you're the dude that they have to kind of report to. The director, the leader, the coordinator, the helper, the servant of Christian Outlook. Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Russell Schumann. And for those that don't know, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com and listen to the show, but you can also listen here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Russell, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great, and the pace of things just seems to be increasing. It's interesting times, but I'm doing well.
Yeah, so let me ask you, we've got some things we want to cover on the show, and I think you probably want to just talk about some of the other things that are going on. Talk to everybody about the show. Because, you know, you have kind of a special going on this week. Does that sound correct?
That is correct, and I'm excited to talk about it. Most of you and your listeners, you know that we usually round out with a whole number of issues in our program. This week's program is a special edition of the show where we look at a macro issue, but one that is relevant to each and every one of us, as people who are of convictional faith. How do we engage in the culture? How do we understand the times? How do we prepare for the times ahead? Rod Dreher is the author of a book called The Benedict Option. You may have heard about it. And he was interviewed at length by somebody who's on Salem's editorial board, that is Albert Mohler. Albert Mohler is also the president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and they had an extended conversation, and so we are taking excerpts of that, and we have a special edition of our program that is genuinely some rich material that listeners can get into. We can get into a bit of it right now if you want, but that's my overview of what we have going on this week's show.
All right, well, give me a couple of high points. I don't want you to give me the low points because there are no low points, so give me a couple of the high points.
Well, one high point is, I mean, what are we talking about? You know, listeners here, the Benedict option, are we talking about going, doing the whole Catholic thing? And the short answer of that would be no. But the way that he's using the language in his thesis is we are and we ought to be learning lessons from these monastic orders, from these religious orders, and we ought not be confused that Protestants, we have our missionary societies, our religious orders as well. So we have some limited parallel in our space. He's not saying we should become them. He's saying we should learn from them and their discipline of life in the way that they order their lives and discipline their lives as we put on the yoke of our faith in a new way and a fresh way in a much, much changing culture. So, and fast changing culture. And we should not be fooled that, Trump wins the election, therefore, everything is moving back to normal. That would be a tremendous oversimplification of where we're at today.
Yeah.
So we looked at. Go ahead.
That would be so dangerous, and that we've talked about that. You can't. People can't just look at it and go, oh, "Well, we don't have to do anything now. We're done."
Yep. Well, he. And how much hope should we place in politics? Have we placed too much hope in politics in the past? And if we are adjusting, does that mean we disengage? And short answer is no, it doesn't mean disengagement. How should we look at the education of our children? Extended portion of that is in Rod's book, which is something I've been sharing with friends and family for a number of weeks now. But the need to take up that mantle of educating our kids and looking for distinctive Christian education of our kids in a culture that is increasingly antithetical to so much of what we believe in and seeking to undermine so much of what we believe.
You know, it's interesting because having grandkids, then I'm now watching my kids in some of their, like, maybe instructional process for the grandkids, and I do feel like I've come short in that because the things that I want them to communicate, there's a part of me that needs to be more patient and let them kind of learn into that and grow into that, but it does indicate to me that I didn't probably do the best job in my own parenting of communicating the maybe a stronger point of certain values in certain ways to approach child rearing. And to me, what you just said is important in the context that if I'm thinking that the kids are just going to morph into a generation that loves Jesus because I have a relationship with Jesus and I haven't taught them, it's never going to happen that way. That's how Israel skipped an entire generation. The generation after that didn't even know the Lord.
Yeah, well, I still have kids in the house, and I'm not entirely pleased with how I have done in the raising of them. But our regrets or our recognized shortcomings or the way we can make ourselves feel defeated for any shortcomings in our present or in our past ought not cripple us. It ought to inspire us to let's do things differently from here and seek to do things differently from here each day as we go forward. Time in the Word, time in prayer together, time in family worship. All these things are things that are we're wise to redouble our efforts, no matter how much of a success we've been, obviously. But even if we've been a terrible failure, no better time than the present to pick up that mantle and try to carry it again.
Now, and that's an excellent point, and that's one of the things that I think. You and I are just talking as fathers and as parents and as Christians. It's like you look at that and you think, okay, I could do a better job. But right, I'm not going to abandon this cause. In fact, that's the exact opposite. The idea is to put that much more strength, that much more effort, and use that to learn how to do a better job because I want this generation to be ready when the Lord comes back. The last thing we want is our generation to be like going, what? I mean, we want them to know what's going on, and I really appreciate you saying that because instead of just walking away from it, it means that our hearts need to be that much more into it.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time. I think we're looking at a time when the church will have the church in the 21st century will have more parallels to the early church, the first several centuries of the church, where the church was persecuted in a more dramatic way. The church was interacting with, engaging with a very pagan culture. And simply put, our culture is becoming more pagan. As you watch the unfolding of the sexual revolution in front of us, It's simply a more pagan culture that we are living ourselves in, but that we are seeing our kids grow up in, and our grandkids grow up in. And if we're going to come out from among them and be separate, it's going to take a more deliberate effort because the environment is more hostile.
Yeah, that's an excellent point again. All right, so this is a really great show because it really cuts into the core of our faith and getting involved in discipline, getting involved in an educational process, not abandoning certain things that we certainly need to be exercising, not just to keep everything fresh from our perspective and in our engagement with God, but also to keep it transferable to the generation that's behind us. So I love it when you guys do shows like this. You know, I think the politics are important. Of course they are, but you know, this stuff, to me, is really at the core, especially how the church should respond to all this stuff. All right, I'm going to give you 30 extra seconds just to tell me between the thing that's going on in Syria and the Supreme Court and everything else, does the last 48 hours look okay?
Well, the shorter one is with Gorsuch, and this is President Trump's first big domestic win. He fell short on health care. He had some wins in the setting up his cabinet and his administration, but this is his first domestic win. And with regard to Syria, we finally have a red line that means something. And that doesn't mean that everything's fine, but it does mean that a dictator cannot use nerve gas, something that is a war crime against his own people, and get away with it. And so, for those who care about those sorts of justice issues and care about America's standing in the world, that's important. You want the President of the United States to speak and have the nations of the world think that he will follow through if we don't listen to him. And so that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of how I see it. I just want to check. I thought you and I'd be on the same page there regardless. All right, my friend, another excellent job. I know you've been working tons of overtime no matter what they say. So the bottom line there is you need to get some rest this weekend because you got more stuff to work on. Never get
well,
to
I
end,
hope you
Russell.
Do too. It's great to be with you, and for you and all your listeners, hope you have a blessed weekend and a good day of worship on Sunday.
All right, thank you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The most powerful testimony is a godly life.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. David writes, "My wife Carolyn and I were walking in London and came across a road named Godleyman Street. We were told that a man once lived there whose life was so saintly that his street became known as That Godleyman Street. This reminded me of an Old Testament story. Saul's father sent his son and a servant to look for some donkeys that had wandered away. The young men searched for many days but couldn't find the animals. Saul was ready to give up and go home, but his servant pointed toward Ramah, the prophet Samuel's village, and replied, "Look, in this town there is a man of God. He is highly respected, and everything he says comes true. Let's go there now. Perhaps he will tell us the way to take." Throughout his years and into old age, Samuel had sought friendship and fellowship with God, and his words were weighty with truth. People knew him to be a prophet of the Lord. So Saul and his servants set out for the town where the man of God was. Oh, that our lives would so reflect Jesus that we would leave a mark on our neighborhoods, and that the memory of our godliness would linger on. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, if you're not familiar with Sam, you don't know Sam? Come on. Sam's the man. You got to know Sam. Sam's the man. If you're looking to do some kind of real estate transaction, maybe you're going to buy or sell a house. Sam takes 25% of the commish that he earns, and he gives that to whatever church or ministry you might want him to. But that's nothing. That don't mean that much. No. You think, no, that, well, you know, he's giving some of that money away. Big deal. Yeah. Besides funding different ministries through the transactions of his business stuff, which is pretty cool, and doesn't have to do that. He doesn't. But that's not the cool thing. And it's awesome also that I think that, you know, he helps people when they're selling their house, gives up to $25,000 for a person to fix up their house. That is unbelievable, right? But and then they pay back at the close of escrow, but they don't have to, pay any interest. Well, that's cool, but that's not the cool thing. Well, he goes to people's houses and visits, spend time, doesn't charge them anything, make sure that they know it's not just based on comps, but blood, sweat, and tears. And it's the hard work, and it's the curb appeal, and it's all of it. And that's important that he does it. That's not that cool. The dude was born a Muslim and is now a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. That is cool. That's cool. Now, no, look, he does real estate, and he's in the top 8 of the top 25,000. In Southern California. Sorry, that's just fantastic. But it's so much cooler that the dude was born a Muslim and he became a Christian. That, my friends, is miracle territory. One territory is effort and service, and it's very cool. But that one that we just mentioned, that territory where he shares his testimony, that's outstanding. ThinkSam.com, that's his website. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not you, but somebody you know, then Tugboat Todd and I say,
send him to Sam.
Just send him over to Sam, ThinkSam.com. There you go. How easy was that? Easy. Let's get into our DDD. Do we have a sound for best only? I don't know. Do we have one? No, we don't have a sound. All right, let's just go. No sign. I'm getting the X sign. Looks like you're in water and you need some help with a boat. I'm just saying, that's how that looks. Best only, Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. I had a chance to write this yesterday. This is what it says. Then Adam had intercourse with his wife, and she became pregnant. And she bore a son and said, "By the Lord's help, I've gotten a son." So she named him Cain. Later, she gave birth to another son, Abel. Abel became a shepherd, but Cain was a farmer. After some time, Cain brought some of the harvest and gave it as an offering to the Lord. Then Abel brought the first lamb born to one of his sheep, killed it, and gave the best parts of it as an offering. The Lord was pleased with Abel and his offering, but rejected Cain and his offering. Cain became furious and he scowled in anger. All right, keeping it easy because we've done this before, but there is something I did not catch. So I kind of wanted to maybe just hit on that for a second. All right, Cain. The word Cain means gotten, from the best we can tell. Cain was a farmer. All right? Abel. Now, here's something interesting about Abel. You want to know what Abel means? Short wind or short breath. One wonders if that was more prophetic and nobody saw it since he didn't live a very long life. He was a shepherd. So you had a farmer and a shepherd. Let's make sure we understand the truth and not insert truth where it does not belong. Or insert false truth, let's say, or lies or whatever, or mistakes. Both a farmer and a shepherd are noble professions. The people that have gotten their minds a little twisted going, well, no, you know, Cain should have been a shepherd too. Well, you can't just have all shepherds. You got to have some farmers as well as shepherds. And the farmer is just as valuable as the shepherd. And Jesus uses both in all of his illustrations, right? He uses the farmer. He uses the shepherd. He uses all of it, right? And so some people are like, well, no, he should have been, everybody should have been a shepherd. Okay, smarty pants, let's make sure we get this straight. You want everybody to sell meat and nobody sells vegetables. That's where you're going? Okay, you're going to kick out about 10 years early. Let's not think of it in those terms. We need all the different people and all the different professions. That was not the problem with the offering. It wasn't a problem with the offering that it might have been Brussels sprouts or it might have been something else like tomatoes. That's not the problem. The problem was the difference between two phrases. The first phrase is this: Cain brought some of his harvest, and this: Abel gave the best parts of his offering. That's the difference. One brother gave some, and the other brother gave the best. One gave vegetables, and one gave meat. One would have thought that the brother giving vegetables would have given the best vegetables because meat was more expensive. But 'tis not the case. The bottom line is that one of them offered some and the other offered the best, and one was accepted and the other was not. One pleased God and one was rejected by God. For those that don't think an offering can be rejected, I encourage you to read Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Because God doesn't want the sum that's in your life. He wants the best that's in your life. And when you give an offering, he doesn't want the leftover. He doesn't want the second. He wants the best. He has given us the best. We are to give him the best. What I did not catch, because I used to say, well, if you give God the leftovers, that's not impressive. That's what I used to say, and I've said that, I think I said it like 3 weeks ago. You give God the leftovers, not impressive. But that is, I am mistaken. If you give God the leftovers, it is rejected. And that's different. It's one thing, yeah, I gave God this thing, you know. But God doesn't accept it when it's leftovers. Oh, I know the church might take it and you might get a tax write-off for it, whatever. But you're giving it to God. And I don't think the Lord is trying to be soft here. Remember, this is pre-law. And the person that gave some was rejected in the offering. And the person that gave the best was pleasing to God and accepted. We can't let our offerings be some and thereby be rejected, okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere. Is this you?
I want to be.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The humorist Will Rogers once said, "I am not a member of any organized political party." He said, "I am a Democrat. I'll leave the organizational status of the Democratic Party to others to discuss." I like his observation for another reason. Here's my version. I'm not a member of any organized religious denomination. I am a Christian. What I mean is this. Even if we are affiliated with a particular Christian denomination, as I am, that's not what's most important. Most important is to be a born-again Christian, a member of Christ's universal spiritual body of believers. I hope that includes you today. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's universal church on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The humorist Will Rogers once said, "I am not a member of any organized political party." He said, "I am a Democrat. I'll leave the organizational status of the Democratic Party to others to discuss." I like his observation for another reason. Here's my version. I'm not a member of any organized religious denomination. I am a Christian. What I mean is this. Even if we are affiliated with a particular Christian denomination, as I am, that's not what's most important. Most important is to be a born-again Christian, a member of Christ's universal spiritual body of believers. I hope that includes you today. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's universal church on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're just dancing around. Couple things to tell you. Gaither Vocal Band, Sunday, April 9th. When is that? 2 days away. Want to do something about that? Shadow Mountain Community Church. More information, go to Gaither.com. Don't forget about the Pastor's Masters. That's where all the pastors get together and play golf. You know, that's the really impressive. The one thing, though, that I will give the pastors, they are a very forgiving group. So that's why the second name behind the Pastor's Masters is the Mulligan Masters. But that's okay. Have a good time. Come out, fellowship with some pastors. If you're new in town or you've never done this before, it is very enjoyable. Most people have just a wonderful time. I mean, it's just a great time. Go to kprz.com to get more information on that. Don't forget about Experience Israel if you want to go to Israel. I don't know why people don't want to go to Israel. Somebody said, "Are you going to Israel?" I said, "Susan, if I had that money right now, I'd do it right now." Of course, now that I have grandkids and all these things going on at the same time, I'm just looking for money, let alone having money to do something with. Oh, Grandpa, my pockets are empty. Okay, got it. Don't forget, tomorrow, Moms in Prayer Annual 5K Walk by Faith, 8:30 to 10:30, Kit Carson Park in Escondido. More information, momsinprayer.org. Love those guys. Keeping it simple, keeping it real. There you go. All right, let's do our true value post that I didn't get to do the other day. Do we have a sound?
Actual retail price, $23,743. You got it right on the nose. You went both showcases.
Okay. Here we go. I'm not going to comment to that. I think the sub is affecting you. It's hurting you. Todd, Tugboat Todd is standing up because he downed a sub for lunch. He's struggling. It's okay. Stay in there. He's lucky he found that button. All right, here we go. God declares, this comes out of my book, HisAppointment.com. Church Disappointment, His Appointment. Remember HisAppointment.com? Talked about that. Yeah, this comes out of the book. God declares that we are so valuable, so important, that we are worth dying for. I have run into several Christians throughout my journey and found that many of them, though they recognize that they are believers, have lost some connectivity to their value, what they think they're worth. And it's not a surprise that if we get caught up in sin, or we're struggling with sin, or even if we're just struggling with relationship or even work, there is sometimes a reduction in our perceived value of who we are and what we do. And that's a very dangerous place to live. Because it's, you say, well, why would that be dangerous? I mean, doesn't that seem normal? Oh, it seems normal for the world. It does absolutely 100% seem normal. But it's dangerous because it's the realm of non-truth. You see, it's there's no truth. There's no revelation there of truthfulness because your value is not tied to the job you have. And your value is not tied to the battle you have with sin. And your value is not tied to your financial status, though the world would tell you different. Your value is tied to only one place that has the full matter in hand, and that is in the realm of God's evaluation. God declares that you and I are so valuable and that we're so important that we're worth dying for. In fact, it took the blood of Jesus Christ to rescue us from our sins, and the value of the blood of Jesus is greater than all the riches in the world. I know you got people on television or in websites or in magazines and books who mock Jesus. They still mock Jesus. You know what's amazing? They don't even know why they're mocking him. That's what's most amazing. It's just all this spiritual warfare that they're blinded and caught up in. But you, as a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, should absolutely be aware that God's determination of your value is the value estimate that counts. And we have to stay focused that God's opinion in our lives has more weight. God's declaration in our lives has more weight than our spouse, our children, our coworkers, our friends, our churchgoers, our brothers and sisters, our political allies, our countrymen. Doesn't matter. God's opinion holds more weight. Therefore, we must be more valuable than all the riches and the power of the world because God said so. And by the way, in the temptation thrown at Jesus, he was offered all that power and all that wealth in the world to abandon his ministry. He thought of us at such a high value, he would not. We cannot or could not redeem, or we could have not bought back to God anything less. Our value, listen to this, our value relates to the price that was paid for us. It's all you got to know. Not by the world's standard, but by God's scale. We could not be redeemed or bought back to God with anything less than the blood of Jesus. And our value directly relates to the price that was paid for us in God's economy. And in God's economy, God's truth, it is his view in life itself that counts. This is what he paid for you, the blood of Jesus. Greater value than all the riches, all the power, and all the kingdoms of the earth. Since through that very blood that he shed, he now has authority over all that power, all those kingdoms, all those little worlds on this earth. You're worth all of it to God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then you're going to hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you see
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.